Now, today I'm feeling quite chipper. And one of the reasons is that we have managed to get tickets to a Village event to go and see Simon and Garfunkel. Obviously not the real Simon and Garfunkel. However, it's still Simon and Garfunkel. And it's a great metaphor for how to use lead generation, and particularly a couple of aspects that many people gloss over when they're thinking about how they bring leads into their business. And obviously for recruiters, that's candidates and clients. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
So hi there, listeners. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment talking about Simon and Garfunkel and lead generation. Who'd have thought it? So let me explain a little bit more about the relationship between these two. But first of all, if you are new to this podcast, you may be listening to this on iTunes or you may be on the Superfast Recruitment blog, whichever. Just so you know, you can download the recording and you can also read the transcription, which pulls out some of the key points. So Simon and Garfunkel, let me explain this to you, first of all, and that tenuous link between lead generation. Well, not so tenuous, actually, because lead generation is all about bringing people into your business, or whether that's selling a product or selling an event ticket or whatever that might be. And it's how you actually capture your market and how you pull your market towards you. And the story is about Simon and Garfunkel. Now, for those of you that may be new here, we live and work and practice up here in the Lake District in the UK. And for any of you who've been here, you know, it's a beautiful place, but it does get slightly desolate in winter. It gets very cold and it gets very dark, and there's not an awful lot going on, put it this way. It's not like being in London. There's never a fight at the bar trying to get served our local pub, because there'll be hardly anybody in it, especially in winter. Now, Simon and Garfunkel, what often happens in our village is we have a little village hall that takes, I think, about 90 people. So not a huge place. However, we all get very excited, wondering what events are going to be happening as time moves in and we move towards the winter. So we were very excited when we saw advertised, literally just a few weeks ago, a new event. And that was Simon and Garfunkel appearing at our village hall. And the village committee normally put the adverts in really, really good places where they know that their market is going to be. So I'll let you into a secret. This village, even though we are very young for the average age of this village, is a bit of a retirement village. It is on the outskirts of the Lake District, but many people from the north of England come and retire here because it is a stunning place. So the average age is a little bit older. And Simon and Garfunkel really appeal to that age group, me as well, because of, you know, when they were very, very popular, obviously, in the late 70s, early 80s. So what happens is it's advertised in two places, in the village post office and shop where everybody goes, and on one or two very key telegraph poles in the village where people who are retired walk past with their dog. And it's guaranteed if you put something on this particular telegraph pole that people are going to look at it, and you've got that captured market. So the event is sold out. It literally sold out within about 7 days. You know, why does it sell out? Well, I think I've already said, up here, there's not a lot to do. If you can provide something that meets the needs of the people in this village, and people in this village often like music, they also like a few drinks, and they like hot pot suppers, then your marketing will go down really well. So what are the key things here to take away? I will let you know as we get closer to November how a wonderful event it will be. So the things about it are, number one is know your market. You'll see lots of information on our website about knowing your avatar and being able to speak into your avatar. And we always say to people, if they're struggling with lead generation, one of the things to always go back to is to look at, have I actually got my avatar correct? Do I really know enough about my avatar? Well, obviously, our village committee do, because that was a sellout. It's because they have appealed to what the market actually wants up here. It's a certain age group. They do like to go out and have a good time. And they like it to be local because they like to be home earlier. And, you know, it's very easy to just walk down to the village hall and go and listen to a band or whatever that has come. It's also a very good price. Not that any you should ever sell on price, but, you know, to be able to see a tribute band at £15 with a hot pot supper is really good. So, you know, it has appealed to that cost-effective element that some people may have. So it's about knowing your market. It's about advertising your event, where it's going to get seen. So, you know, there is no need to go around and push flyers through people's doors here. Much easier to go and put your sticker up on the local telegraph pole or in the local village shop where you know people are going to come and see. It's a local version of multi-channel marketing. And, you know, this is a fun example, but just think about you and your recruitment business, and specifically, what are you doing to attract candidates and talent and also clients? Because that is how you're going to fuel the growth of your recruitment business. You know, do you know enough about what's going on in the mind of your market? You know, are you connecting with people in the right places? So don't think that you can't sell on social, because you really, really can. So, you know, how are you approaching your strategy around LinkedIn, around Facebook, around Twitter? All of these are important things that you need to consider. So this is Denise with A Tale of Simon and Garfunkel. And we should have an outro tune here. Unfortunately, it would be contravening some copyright things if we did. But so this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment saying bye for now.